न ब्रह्मदण्डदग्धस्य न पूताभयदस्य च नारकाश्चानुगृह्णन्ति यां यां योनिम् आसौ गतः. Translation and purport by His Loving Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. A person who is condemned by a Brahmana or is always fearful to other living entities is not favored either by those who are already in hell or by those in the species in which he is born. Purport. A practical example of a condemned species of life is the dog. Dogs are so condemned that they never show any sympathy to their contemporaries. So people who are having like a tendencies like a dog also, they don't have sympathy for anyone. And this is what we see nowadays in the society. Because people are losing this finer sentiments. They don't have a respect for the brahmanas. For example, the brahmanas in modern society is teachers. Since the people, they start losing respect to teachers, what happens? Everyone. So nowadays, this is what's going on everywhere. Because if people are condemned by the brahmanas, they are always fearful actually. And what happens? They will not get favored by anyone. And just to make understand this particular thing, Prabhupada has given example of a dog. We can see dogs, they are not at all having any sympathy for the other dog or each other. Dog from one area, if he goes to other area, not other species of people will throw stone on him or they will bark at him. But the same species, the other dog from that locality will start barking at him. And nowadays people are also having this tendency. The whole principle of living in this earth planet is Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam. The whole world is my house. But now, because of personal motivations and desire for more sense gratification, everyone has dragged boundaries, drags limitations to each other. You can't come to my country without passport or without my permission. Nowadays we are finding this, it's happening in houses also, in your own home. Now the home has become just like a lodging and boarding. People, they come, they eat, they sleep and they go. There is no love and affection, no sympathy for each other. Even if you have to enter your son's rooms, you have to knock on the door. Can I come? You have to take permission from him. And we say it is a social etiquette. What the hell? You are training your kid to have a boundary since childhood. So what you can expect from him if he grows? Is he going to give any chance to you to interfere in his life when he goes teenager? Who cares? It's my life. I will live. They will start losing sympathy for each other. No love, no affection. So one has to be very careful. Because all these fine sentiments, they get developed when you are in the mode of a goodness. If you drag yourself down on the mode of a passion and ignorance, you will not have those sentiments. We ourselves creating boundaries so that we can't get gel with anyone. Everything has become just formal. No love and affection in that. Because I am here, so I have to talk to them. That's not should be the motivation, that because you are here, that's why you have to talk. But you should consider beyond that. And to consider that, you need to have that sort of intelligence. And to have that sort of intelligence, you need to associate with such a kind of a people who has broad mind and broad intelligence. See, all these social etiquettes also taught in Srimad Bhagavatam. How one has to be in his life to live peacefully. People, they want a peace by taking themselves out of the basic needs. Every human being needs love, affection. They are human beings, not machines, robots, who does not have any sentiments. See, most of the people present day, at the age of 25, 30, 40, they are going crazy. They are getting so much disturbed. They are not able to cope up with the social atmosphere. And what they do then? Get frustrated and commit suicide. Or becomes drug addicts. Why? Because there is no sympathy. There is no tolerance. It's totally zero tolerance. They don't love themselves actually. If you don't love yourself, how you can love others then? Where you are going to have a love of God then, Godhead then? Is it possible? You yourself is not loving you, how you are going to love their Lordship? You don't care about your own self, how you are going to care about others? This modern social atmosphere, modern education, it just centers around I. But it does not give any clarification about I. Who is that I? It does not explain about your own real identity. I means this body. And this illusion is bombarded on small kids since their childhood. How is it possible then, at the age of 25, 30, to take them out of that particular snare, from that covering? And that's why Prahlad Maharaj says, Kaumaram Adnet, Kaumaram Acharet Prakya, Dharman Bhagavatani, Durlava Manushate. Tadapi Aturlava. My dear friends, please accept this devotional service from childhood itself. Because nothing is going to save you. Everything is temporary in this world. Then in the next verse, Kashyapa Muni says, Kashyapa Vacha Krita Shokanu Tapena Sadaya Pratyam Brashanada Bhagavatya Urumanascha Bhave Maya Pichadarat Putra Saivacha Putranam Bhaktai Kakaha Satam Mataha भावितैकः सतां मतः कास्यन्ति यद् यशा शुद्धं भगवत् यशसा समम्. द लर्नेड कश्यप सेड, बिकॉज ऑफ युवर लैमेंटेशन पेनिटेंस एंड प्रॉपर डेलिब्रेशन एंड ऑल्सो बिकॉज ऑफ युअर अनफ्लिंचिंग फेथ इन द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड and your adoration for Lord Shiva and me. One of the sons, that is Prahlad, of your son Hiranyakashipu, will be an approved devotee of the Lord, and this and his fame will be broadcast equally with that of personality of a God. See, pure devotee never bonds like that only. There is a lot of reason for that. So why Prahlad was born to Hiranyakashipu? That is explained in this verse. Kashyapa says, because of your lamentation, penitence and proper deliberation, and also because of your unflinching faith in the Supreme Personality of a Godhead and your adoration for Lord Shiva and me, one of the sons of your son will be an approved devotee of the Lord. Why Hiranyakashipu was blessed with the son like a Prahlad? Because of his mother. So its mother has a very important role in house. So the women has a more important role in the society. It depends upon her what sort of a progeny should come forth. What will be the future society? It depends upon the mental condition of present women. If women are chaste, if they are properly trained on a religiosity.
I heard Christian radio, Tamil radio, and the women's marijuana moms.
Yes.
Marijuana moms mean who are taking marijuana as a medicine, as a medicine. Who have only 3 months, 5 months, even 1 year child. They are laughing at each other and talking about that, and they are exposing the online and love the thing they are showing. What is going?
See?
What?
So you should think that what you are going to face in the future. What sort of a society is going to have for our kids, for our grandkids? Just imagine.
It's terrible.
Just seeing that. Just look at this. Diti had untimely intercourse, and this is what the result is going to have it. And nowadays, girls are trained how to become a prostitute actually since childhood. Dressing sense and this and that. What they are doing actually? They are killing the future of their child. If you really want to live in a peace, you should train your kids in a such a way that in future you should have a peace of mind. If right now you yourself is forcing them to do all this adulteration, what you are going to get it? When we are at the age of 20, 23, it was difficult for us to talk to any other girl because we were shy for that. Nowadays, I was surprised when I went to Bombay. Mother is asking her son, who is in like a senior KG, do I have any girlfriend? Can you imagine? What you are teaching your kids? Why don't you say just you, how many friends do you have? Rather than just distinguishing and creating that bubble in their brain that there is something different. Why you are giving that specific terminology? So that people, the meaning of that is not that proper in this present society. At the age of 2.5 or 3 or 4 years, you are asking them to have a girlfriend. What you are sowing a seed. Need to be careful. If you really want to have a peace in future, present, you have to work on that. And being a householder, that's why it is said it's a very high responsibility to get married, means. Bhaktisiddhanta Swami Thakur used to say, if I can produce hundreds of devotees, then I don't mind getting married. If I can able to make my sons devotees. If not, it's better not to get married. Because if you think that you are capable and people can tolerate you, and if they don't, then you are going to produce your miniature, whom, how the society is going to get tolerated? Huh? Our own kid means what? Our same miniature. Huh? So it's a great responsibility. And it's because of Diti's characteristics that she has exhibited here. Hiranyakashipu is going to get blessed with such a wonderful son. So it's women, they have a very prominent role in the building of society. It depends upon them whether they will have a society of cats and dogs or whether they have a society of human beings. Or especially the devotees. In the next verse, he says, Yogair Hemeva Durvaranam Bhavayash Bhavishanti Sadavaha Nirvairabhiratmanam Yachachilam Manuvartitum. In order to follow in his footsteps, saintly persons will try to emulate his character by practicing freedom from animosity, just as a purifying process rectify gold of inferior quality. Purport. Yoga practice, the process of purifying one's existential identity, is based mainly on self-control. Without self-control, one cannot practice freedom from animosity. In the conditional state, every living being is envious of another living being. But in the liberated state, there is an absence of animosity. Prahlad Maharaj was tortured by his father in so many ways. Yet, after the death of his father, he prayed for his father's liberation by the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. He did not ask any benediction that he might have asked, but he prayed that his atheistic father might be liberated. He never cursed any of the person who engaged in torturing him at the instigation of his father. Yogair Hemeva Durvarnam. Durvarnam. Bhavayis Shanti Sadavaha. Nirvairya Adhibhihi. Atmanam Shilam Anuvarti. So here it is said that if someone wants to purify himself, Yogaihi. Prabhupada has translated this verse, Yogaha, here as a rectifying process. See how pathetic condition is there in this world now. Every word has taken in different terms. Nowadays, people think yoga means just have exercise, through which whether you can lose your weight or you can gain your weight, you can have a flexible, slim and trim body. What's the purpose of behind that? To have a better sex, to have a better sense enjoyment, nothing else. But that's not the real purpose of yoga. The meaning of yoga, as explained here by Prabhupada, is the rectifying process. Yoga is the process through which you can rectify yourself. The word yoga, the root word is yuja. It means to get connected. To get connected with what? To get connected with the Supreme Person. And for that purpose, what's needed is to have a control on your senses. This yoga has eightfold process through which one can control himself and get connected with the Lord, with the Supreme Power, the Universal Power. See, in the Vedic era, all the sampradayas or all the spiritual practitioners, they used to follow yoga system, which is known as Ashtanga Yoga. Not just to have a good health, that's one of the purpose also, to follow this yoga, because idam shariram khalu dharma sadhanam, this body is truly an instrument to achieve liberation or to achieve the religiosity. If you don't have a proper body, then how you can perform your sadhana? If you don't have a proper health, you will not have a proper sadhana, and that will not lead you to a proper destination or success in yoga. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he explains that first priority is to take care of your health. Second thing, then your sadhana. And third thing, then preaching. On the name of preaching, people, they neglect their health and they ruin down their sadhana, and ultimately they are vanished. This is what we have seen for last 3-4 decades in our own society. On the name of sadhana, on the name of preaching, they never took care of their health. Then as health started dwindling, the sadhana also started dwindling. And nowadays, there are no more. So to rectify ourselves, we need to practice yoga abhyasa. Because if you don't have a control on your senses, definitely you are going to have a animosity for others. You will become envious. And that envy itself will not become obstacle in your spiritual practices. And as Kashyapa Muni has explained here, that Prahlad Maharaj will be adored with his wonderful quality, which is known as a Nirvairaha, that he will be free from the animosity. And further we will see in the 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam that how Prahlad Maharaj was in a tranquil state of his mind, never got disturbed, never had any animosity. Even his father behaved so ruthlessly with him, he never had any envy for him, or neither the people who, by the order of his father, tortured him mentally, physically, verbally. He never had any envy for them. On top of that, he prayed to Narasimha Dev that, "Oh my Lord, please grant liberation to my father." That's the greatness. So again, trying to understand that if we have to make a progress in spiritual life, we have to get rid of this animosity. Otherwise, it's not possible to make a substantial progress in our spiritual life. So, any question? Any comment? Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.